You've talked about it as being the front line of music exploration. How is that the case, and why Cincinnati?
Cincinnati has a unique ethos, an educated crowd base that enjoys pioneering music, and it makes sense. We're a river town. We were established by pioneers. We've got, you know, a long tradition of music output that includes, you know, Hank Williams recording his greatest hits here in Cincinnati, bluegrass being pioneered by Ralph Stanley here in Cincinnati. And we've got contemporary musicians that are on all the major stages. They play the major festivals like Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza. They play the David Letterman show. We have a fantastic contemporary music output. So it makes sense that Midpoint reflect that by exposing pioneering artists, and that sense of discovery of music. Live music is what Midpoint is about, and we have the crowd base here in Cincinnati to embrace that.
Who are we going to see this year that's a surprise?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, some of our major names are going to be a surprise to some people. A lot of people, believe it or not, are not familiar with Grizzly Bear or Andrew Bird or Sleigh Bells, despite them gracing the covers of Rolling Stone and Spin. They're high-profile artists, but to a lot of people, they're still undiscovered. Farther below the radar are really cool bands like Swear and Shake doing fantastic Americana music and stretching that genre. There are artists like 100 Waters playing the Biore stage at the No Theater that are really inventing things. And, you know, Dirty Projectors over at the Emory Theater are a fantastic musical exploration, really defining where music can go and really stretching things. I often say your new favorite band you haven't heard of yet is here at Midpoint this year.
I've heard you mention Grizzly Bear a few times in our discussions over the last few days. You seem to think Grizzly Bear is kind of changing the face of music today. Am I right about that?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, they take a kind of a folk music ethic and mix it up with a rock and roll backline and really come up with a unique position in the music landscape. We're excited to have them, excited to show them off in a unique setting like Washington Park, which is already drawing from the entire region into over the Rhine. It's going to be a lot of fun to see them deployed within that setting.
How many venues and how many stages?
16 venues with 17 stages. It's a trick, but we pull it off.
And where are the two stages?
There are two stages. No Theater on the Biore Strip. We highlight some of the pioneering women artists within Midpoint on those two stages. And with one venue cover, you can see six bands a night within those four walls.
Unbelievable. In 2008, it was 13,500 people. Last year, 23,000. Any idea how many folks were expecting this year?
We did that 23,000 without the benefit of Washington Park last year. So we've added a main stage that really is expanding our capacity and the amount of people we can attract. We really expect to blow that number out of the water this year, along with the second deployment of the Midpoint Midway presented by 4EG on 12th Street, where we close 12th Street between Vine and Walnut and have a stage. There's all kinds of activity there on that epicenter of Midpoint that really serves to be a front door to the festival, and you add those two stages together, and I think we can really best last year's number by, I'm not going to put a number on it, but we'll smoke it.
Thanks a million, Dan.
Sherry, it's great working with WNKU, and a big shout-out to your listeners. Thank you for helping us out and deploying this festival.